I've just been meditating on what is the most honest and truthful thing that I could talk about with you guys. And the more that I refined that question, the more I found myself feeling the need for more self-honesty. And so I made a decision that I'm going to start holding myself accountable and record every single night in quarantine for the rest of this quarantine, an honest account of anything that I can muster. I'm not going to hold myself to incredibly high standards. So even if I can only record like 2 words, I'm going to do it and I'll still post it. This podcast is definitely probably the least marketable because I'm going to be all over the place. I am a Gemini cusp Cancer, mostly air and water sign. I think and create and imaginate non-linearly, so from someone else's perspective it may look extremely messy and chaotic, and then if you were to step back and see the pattern that's forming, it might actually make sense. But my movements and the way that I think and the way that I talk and the way that I do things, I think, is a little bit less up and down and left and right is the best way to put it here. So this is going to be a practice of me being more honest, truthful, and transparent with myself, but also an act of trust with the universe to share what they're always kind of urging me to, which is the more enriched parts of myself that I don't necessarily share with other people. And it's in these parts of ourselves that I think we can easily isolate in order to protect ourselves. But anybody who's lived has experienced some type of emotional pain or the feeling of needing to pull back or to protect a certain area of our heart or ourselves. This is just a natural way that we have been living. I would like to believe that a super evolved civilization and evolved beings who've had endless amounts of time, who are pretty much pure light, could exist in a way that that wouldn't happen quite as much. But this is the dimension that we live in nonetheless. So yeah, rantings and ravings like this, these little rabbit holes that I go down, they may seem really strange to you, very random. To me, I look at everything almost like a tree, and I go down each root and each branch gladly with enthusiasm and curiosity. But maybe I am a bit squirrel-like in the way that I do jump around, so you'll have to forgive me for that, or find a more linear podcast, I would say. But either way, I love you, just so you know. Yeah, so I think I'm going to call this Quarantine Diary 2020. Why the hell not? I would say that I can't summarize what I will be sharing. I can't tell you what each day might be like. My moods and my thoughts and my energy are still working on being balanced and equalized, so I'm taking maca complex and food-based vitamins and drinking lots of water and trying to go out into the sun as much as possible when it comes out and doing some type of physical activity each day, no matter how big or little. I don't ask myself to do anything more or less, just something. And being incredibly compassionate with myself as much as possible. And today I actually wrote down, this is what self-improvement or self, or I don't know, extremely interested in human behavior type people. This is what we love to do. I wrote down for fun a list of my strengths and a list of my weaknesses. And it was fun because I realized that I had strengths that I didn't know that I had, and vice versa with weaknesses. I realized that there were areas of me that could definitely use strengthening and more healing. So I even put above weakness, I put healing in progress, because that's me being compassionate to myself and not needing that edge of the inner bully to enforce anything or to make me believe that it's more urgent. But I will say I feel incredibly grateful and blessed with this time. Not only do I have this time naturally with what was going on in my life, but the fact that I am living in a place, in a country, in a time where even though there is the absolute reality of global pandemic, I am in a safe environment. I have air temperature control. I have food every day. I have clean water to drink. I have unlimited internet access. I have an iPhone. Tons of crystals and sketchbooks and paints and soft blankets, candles, I mean, plants that I'm nursing back to health, animals, pets. I would be incredibly arrogant and small-minded if I didn't really, really deeply feel gratitude for all of those things. That is, to me, is nothing small. To me, this is the universe providing for me 100% and me really fully realizing that more and more. This thought or concept of ownership to me seems more and more absurd the more that I move through life. I feel like ownership is something that we all struggle with, that need to control, but I don't think it's necessarily an organic pattern of the universe. I think that there's an imbalance showing in that. But that's just my opinion. But you wouldn't, you know, obviously you're interested somewhat in my opinion if you're listening to this podcast, so I'll let you weigh that yourself. You know, what you think is true or what you feel is true. No matter what I say and anything that I record and put out into the world and on the internet, first and foremost, I really always advocate and encourage everyone to sieve through and filter any information, even if it's their own thoughts, especially their own thoughts, to question, to get to the root of everything. Oof. Throat chakra. Healing. Healing needs to happen there. Giving myself permission to tune into my body and not be embarrassed that I have to do this during the podcast. Breathing. Being authentic, not worrying about what people think, even though I totally am a little bit and I can feel that in my body. on my right side like a stitch after you've been running for a while as a kid, and it's springtime and your shoes are muddy and then you clean them off in the fresh snow. Breathing and coming back to center. Being transparent and vulnerable. Thinking about Brené Brown. Otherwise you wouldn't be doing this. Ooh, being truthful is scary. Wow. I think that's enough. Quarantine journal entry number one. On the meditation corner in the meditation chair. It's after midnight. Full pink moon, full moon in Libra. I would like to close with sending absolute unconditional love to you. And I'm just cultivating that feeling in my heart of unconditional, unbridled, just absolutely nothing but pure love. As much as I can hold, as much as I can breathe, as much as I can be. Sending that to you. Because we all need more love and more compassion and healing and forgiveness and joy and gratitude and peace.